2 Minute Stories.
Hey folks, we've got a quick story to share with you today that has actually been in my mind for a really long time. So, almost 15 years ago, I embarrassingly attempted to make like a really simple, short animated cartoon. And I'm not an animator, although I'm a designer with my day job. I'm not an animator, I'm not an illustrator, I can't draw very well. I don't really consider myself an artist in that traditional sense. But I had this really interesting idea about this character who, based on the makeup of his body, what was going on inside him, he had to kill other people in order to stay alive. That was kind of the crux of his character. And what made it interesting is that he was a deeply religious person. So he did this horrible, horrible thing he had to do to stay alive, and he had to kind of balance that with repentance and the guilt and the connection he had to the church. So someday, maybe in the near future, when I've had far too many drinks, I'll unearth that short animation. It's probably 2 minutes long, also voiced by me. I wrote and voiced it and animated it. Looking back, it's like super cheesy and terrible, but for the purposes of today, I wanted to kind of go back to that story and reshare it kind of in audio form. So by no means is this exactly what the story was like then, but it's certainly inspired by that. It has a lot of the similar characteristics. So it's just a quickie, kind of a look at this character. And back then, the name of that animated short, or what would eventually, I would hope, would have become a series, was called The Gunner Chronicles. That was the name of the character. His name was Gunner. And that is the same name of this story here. So I hope you enjoy almost a blast from the past, but it's all new to you, this brand new story called Gunner. The Gunner stepped into the sun and out of St. Paul's Church for the third time this week, for his third confessional this week, after his third killing that week. It would likely fill him up for a while, but also weigh heavily on his conscience. He gripped his gold cross necklace and whispered a few Hail Marys under his breath. Here he stood, this human juxtaposition, on holy ground, reliving the three folks he killed that week. The Gunner's life rate was just under 100%, and he looked forward to giving his Beretta a break. Yes, if he wanted to keep living, he would eventually have to keep killing, but at least he could buy himself a few weeks. He arrived at home and immediately hopped in the shower. He violently scrubbed his body with specific detail, eradicating all of his work's evidence, even scraping the dried blood from underneath his fingernails. He toweled off and collapsed on the couch, blubbering through tears and a loss of breath. Once in a while, the truth hit him hard. The only escape from all of this death was death. He closed his eyes and slept soundly.